Blog Talk Radio.
Williams, I hope you guys can hear me out there. I hope you guys are listening out there. I'm just so excited about being on the show and coming back, and this is my first show of the year. Okay, this is my first show of 2020, and you know, listening and talking to people over the last few months. Everyone's been asking me, Frank, when are you going to come back on the show? Frank, when are you doing the show again? Frank this, Frank that. When are we going to hear the Frank Williams show again? Well, I'm back, guys. I'm back. And I can see that you guys miss me because my lines are, my phone center is just about full. You guys are really amazing to me. I hadn't really been able to promote the show a whole lot, but guess what? It's coming, right? I'm going to be promoting and trying to get this thing going again. And, I know you guys, miss me because I have missed you. Okay. We, you know, things have been so hectic for me over the past few months. I sold my house. I moved into a new house. I sold my mother-in-law's house. I moved my mother-in-law in. I mean, there's so much that has been going on, but I'm back. right? I'm back. On the heels of the coronavirus, I'm back. On the heels of people's, you know, I mean, you guys really should start, being aware of what's going on with this coronavirus. It's serious, guys, and you guys have to take it seriously and be conscious of, you know, people you're with, people you surround yourself with, all of that stuff, right? Be conscious of that. I have a great show for you today, guys. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Hey, if you'd like to call into the show, the call-in number is 516-531-9483. You can call into the show. You can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to be on the air, just press the number 1 on your keypad on your phone. Press that number 1. And that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. I'll let you come on the air and say your piece, whether you just say, "Hey, Frank, glad to see you back," and hang up. You know, I don't care. I just want you guys to call in. Let's interact. Let's talk. 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is brought to you by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. 770-732-0244 is the number. Call. Hey, get in touch with the tax professional there. They know me personally. Tell them the Frank Williams Show sent you, and they will get you straightened out, especially if you guys are having some type of tax problems. And now is tax time. Okay? So, again, the show is being brought to you by CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. And again, remember to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Also, guys, my realty company, Frank Williams Realty, if you guys want to buy, sell, lease, whatever you want to do as far as real estate, give me a call. You can call into the show, or you can go to my Facebook page. You can check me out there, or whatever. Just get in touch with me. I do just about everything in real estate. Okay. Frank Williams Realty. All right. Now, hey, let's get into the show, guys. I'm so excited about today and, being with you guys and moving forward. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning into the show. Now, today's show is entitled, "Why Don't More Men Step Up?" And when you say, Frank, hey, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by why don't more men step up? There are a lot of guys out there who are in relationships with women. And, you know, a lot of guys want multiple relationships, multiple women, right? And that's, you know, that's something that's always going to be there, right? And even not only just men, but women as well. Women have multiple men, they have multiple relationships all the time. But the key, one thing about, you know, being in a relationship with a woman is that, or having multiple women, is that there's one of those women who is your number one girl, okay? The one that you take to the football game or basketball game, the one that you take to, you know, mom's house, the one that you take to the movie, you know, the one that you go out to eat dinner with, the one that you want to be seen with, okay? And then there's the other women that you just, you know, can call up on a whim, okay? You can call her up on a whim and she'll be okay with that. She's okay with that. But remember, okay, remember that she also has more men than just you, okay? There are other guys who also call her up, okay, and and she's okay with them coming by as well. Okay. Now, when that day comes, when you call her up and you say, hey, I'm probably 20 minutes away. Can I come by? She's like, no, I have company. And that's when you realize that, man, I'm not her only one. Okay. I'm not her only one. And that's true. Okay. Cause you're not her only one. But why don't more men step up in relationships? Okay. And I see men, I talk to a lot of guys every day. I work with a lot of guys. All right. I work with a lot of women too, but I work with a lot of guys. And I tell guys all the time, because they ask me the question, Frank, how do you last in a relationship as long as you have? I've been in my relationship for, over 30 years. Well, even longer than that, before we got married, but I've been in my relationship for over 30 years. And I tell people all the time, hey, it's about you and your significant other having so much in common. You must have a lot of things in common. And then once you figure out, you know, the first thing you look at is her physicality, her looks. Okay. Now, when she looks like what you want, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that, what I mean by that is a lot of guys I'm not going to say fat, but a lot of guys like heavy women. A lot of guys like these little bitty petite women, and a lot of guys just like, a woman who's not fat, not skinny, but medium build and carries herself well. And she looks like that woman or that girl that I'd like to take out on a date and get to know better. Okay. So she's got that look. So you see that first, and then now you got to approach her, you got to talk to her, and then you got to figure out how to continue to communicate with her. And then later on, you start moving into dating and a relationship. Okay. But you move into dating and a relationship. And when you're in a relationship, again, a lot of guys, they'll get into a relationship with a woman. And then the next thing you know, they're off doing things. They're not coming home. They're not answering their phones. They're not doing this. And they start to dealing with other women, or they already had another woman before they start dealing with her. Okay. And the reason that they don't want to step up in that relationship is simply because they have another relationship that they don't want to give up. Okay. They have another relationship that they don't want to give up. Hey, I understand that. Okay. I understand that you have another relationship and you don't want to give that one up. But at the same time, if this woman has any kind of standards about herself, she's not going to allow you to continue that relationship. It's either going to be you or her. Now, that's a strong woman with values and standards, right? It's either going to be, because she's going to find out. But once she finds out, it's going to be either her or her, right? And she's going to tell you that. And now you got to make a decision whether you want to give up that relationship with the other girl, or do you want to continue this relationship, or do you want to give up this relationship and continue to deal with this girl you've already been seeing before you met her? Okay. And now there are women out there who turn a blind eye to that kind of stuff. But believe you me, she's also got something going on the side that you may not know about. All right. But then, you know, again, the reason that a lot of guys don't step up to the plate and, you know, commit to this one woman that they really like and things are going well with her, that's because they have other relationships. Some guys say, well, I'm not ready to get into another relationship right now. I just got out of a relationship. Well, hey, why did you go after her? Why did you go after her? If you just got out of a relationship and you're not wanting to get into another relationship, why did you start to deal with her? You know, why did you start to deal with her? And you know, that's something that I can't get my head around, because you know, guys, some guys start to deal with these women and they dealing with another woman and she finds out and you break her heart. You break her heart. And some women can survive that, but some can't. Okay, some women can survive that and some can't. Even though you guys may have never, ever been in an intimate relationship, okay? Maybe you guys have never ever, you know, got into the intimacy of a relationship, but she fell in love with you. She really likes you. And then she finds out that you're dealing with another woman and you break her heart. That's not a good look, guys. That's really not a good look. Again, the call-in number is 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And you can also press the number one on your keyboard if you'd like to chime in and give your opinion on today's topic. Why don't more men step up? Now, again, today's show is being brought to you by CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244, Taxes and Accounting. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And also, please visit Frank Williams Realty. You can visit my page on Facebook. Just type in Frank Williams Realty and boom, I'll pop up there. Go ahead and send me a friend request. I want to be friends with everyone, okay? And all you guys, please let me help you with your real estate needs, okay? Let me help you with your real estate needs. Now, I have a caller from the 407 area code, 717 of the first three digits of the phone number. Let's see. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, am I live?
Yes, sir.
My name
Who's
is
this?
Mike.
Where are you calling from?
My name's Mike. I'm from Pasco County. Yeah, I was just a fan of the show. And today's topic, women stepping up, right?
Men. Why don't more men step up? Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I read you wrong, but I think that's good, you know, unless I think most circumstances are good men stepping up. Kind of like, you know, in the sense of Howard Stern's penis.
Now, I have another caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 698. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Frank, this Smokey from Jonesboro.
Smokey Smoke!
What's going on, brother?
What's up, man?
You, man. I was listening to your topic there.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know, for each man, there's a individual reason. But, you know, you had made good points on some of the reasons as well. You know, and it's just the fact that a lot of men, as they say, want their cake and eat it too. A lot of going by is so many more women than men. So, you know, I should have a few. And then a lot of women make it easier for them to not step up to the plate.
Yeah, for sure.
So it just come down to really that woman letting him know that it's either going to be here or there. And a lot of women let it go. And that's why a lot of men continue to do what they do, because they've been in several relationships where they see two different women and, you know, both of them are allowing it. So it feels like they can continue to do the same thing. I mean, why change when you can get away with it for the most part?
When you can get away with it, and like I said, these, you know, there's some women out there, they have these really high standards, and, you know, they're not going to just let you trample all over them, you know, and do how you want, come in late at night, all this kind of stuff, and you know, a lot of them not going to take it. But like you say, a lot of them will.
And a lot of more women need to do that. But see, some women be so lonely, they just be happy to have a piece of a man, you know, and that opens the door for a whole lot of mess to keep on happening.
Yeah, you right. You right. They just want a little bit of his time, you know, and they okay with all that other stuff.
Yes, sir. But a lot, you know, women just need to set their standards a little higher and stand by what they say, because a lot of them will talk all that mess, but yet still, you know, let you get away with it. And I'm not putting it on the women, because it's the man in charge to do it, but if you're going to allow something to happen, you got to take some responsibility as well.
And then a lot of times these guys, you know, they screw up that relationship with that one girl that they really, you know, that they really like. They screw up that relationship with her, and then they like, oh man, I gotta get back with her. And then, you know, the next thing you know, man, she's gone.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I made that mistake myself, but I was fortunate enough to get mine back. So, you know, I'm back where I really wanted to be and should have been. You know, so I guess I got lucky on that one.
Yeah. So but too, that's exactly what I was talking about. So you stepped up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You stepped up. You know. Hopefully, you stop. You know, doing whatever you were doing to be away from her. Hopefully you stop doing that. And now things starting to really click for y'all.
Yeah. We was apart for a while. And, you know, she let me on back in. You know, God is good.
Oh, yeah. And everything been riding smooth pretty much ever since, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a whole lot better. You know, it's still some snags in there, but, you know, that's kind of with every relationship, whether you're messed up or not. But it's better. You know, we got a better understanding of each other. And it's mainly when one person is not doing right and then they come to their senses, the other person was already straight. So, you know, you just had to time on in with what you're supposed to do.
That's right. That's right. But when you find her though, you know it. You know you done found the one when you find her. You know you done found the one, or you know you think you do anyway. But as you know, as time goes, she continue to show you that she is the one. You know, she is the one.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, because even when we was apart, she was always there for me. It was just, I just had to mature, you know, and do the things I needed to do. And then you realize, you know, this the one who's always going to be here for me, and you already love her. But, you know, you just come to your senses and mature. That's pretty much what it come down to.
That's it. Hey, Smoke, I appreciate you calling, man. I'm taking off. This my first day of the new year, first show of the new year. I'm getting ready to take off. So, hey.
Okay, so you gonna be on at 5:30 every day, you know, Monday through Fridays?
Well, I'm trying to, you know, I may not be on every day, but again, you'll get my show notes and stuff whenever I have a show, you'll get my show notes. So, I probably change sometimes because sometimes I might get home late and I might have to do the show at 6:00. You know what I'm saying? So, but you'll get my show notes.
Okay. Make sure you keep me abreast. Now, you know, I love chiming in and stuff.
I know, bro. And I'm gonna keep up on you. Hey, I'm gonna give you a call too, man, because we need to get together, man. I ain't seen you in forever.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah.
It has been a while, bro.
It's been a long while.
Long time, man.
Long time, man.
I wish the show well, and, you know, I wish, you know, everything gonna kick off just the way you want it to be. But, you know, I'm always here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We gonna stay in touch.
All right, bro.
Appreciate you calling. And again, guys, that's exactly what I was saying, as far as how things kind of the dust will settle. Okay, you might get into a relationship with someone and then she say she don't want to do this anymore because you can't do your thing, she can't do her thing, yada yada, but the dust will settle, and eventually you guys will get together, just like my boy Smokey. You guys will get together and things will kick off, and then you'll come to your senses and start to realize that, hey, this woman like not like any other, you know, she not like any other. It's gonna be, you know, this is it. This is her. Okay. And that's what I tell guys all the time. I say, you know, you can do all your dirty work and all your stuff, and women too. You can do all these different things and, you know, all these different shenanigans and running around doing this and doing that. But at the end of the day, like Smokey said, she'll still be there for you. She'll still be there for you. She'll still take care of you. And then you'll realize that, hey, this is the one. This is the one. Again, like my mom used to say, tell me all the time, because I was hard-headed growing up. She used to tell me all the time, you can beat your head up against the wall all you want. One day, your ears will pop out and you'll start listening. And that had to happen to me before, you know, things kicked off for me. Just like Smokey said, you have to get to the point where you mature. And once you get to that point of maturity that, you know, you may not be looking for it, but you get there, then you'll have something to ride on, something to grab a hold of. All right. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, I have another caller up on the show from the 310 area code, the first three digits of 651. Now, I don't know if this is another prank caller like we had just earlier. My vow is to put everyone on the show. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, man. My name's Don from California. You know, I'm only 15, but I've had some experience, man. It's crazy.
You've had what, Don?
I've had some experiences with women. I got to step up sometimes. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you feel like that now?
You know, looking back on it, like, one girl, like, we were at this event, and all of a sudden, Howard Stern and it's just massive penis.
So again, I don't get it, man. I don't understand why people call into the show and want to say, you know, stupid stuff. You know, they call into the show and say stupid stuff. You know, and say the same thing. It's weird. I don't think that guy was the same guy who called in earlier. May have another number or something, but you sit around and you waste your time calling into someone's show being stupid. Now, he's still up on the show listening. So that's what I'm seeing. He's being stupid. Why are you calling people's show saying stupid things on the air? You know? Don't ever call my show again. Call another show. Actually, I'm going to X you out right now. So they're gone. And, you know, it may call back, but, you know, I can see your phone number. Okay. I can see phone numbers. I don't know exactly who they are. Some people I recognize, some people I don't. But, you know, some people call into the show and say stupid stuff, you know. I get a kick out of it because, you know, it's hilarious to me. If you got time to sit around and call these different shows and say stupid stuff, I mean, you're wasting your time. You need to be out there figuring out something. Go to school, do something, because you are ignorant. All right. Again, guys, thanks for calling into the show. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for being on the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Hey, and remember, today is my first day of the year, first show of the year. I'm gonna try to be back tomorrow. Hopefully I can be back tomorrow. If not tomorrow, I definitely will be here on Friday. Now, I have a great topic tomorrow, or if I don't do it tomorrow, I will do that topic on Friday. It's going to be good. And I want you guys you can go ahead and you can go to my show page at blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show. You can go there. You can send me messages. You can go online to Facebook or Twitter and send me messages and let me know what you guys would like to hear. That's what I want. Those are the topics that I want to put on the show, is what you guys would like to hear. Because if I put your topic up and we talk about your topic, you'll listen in, right? And your topic will definitely be attractive to someone else. Right. And that's how we start the game. OK, that's how we start the game, people. And again, hey, I'm ecstatic about being back in the saddle, being back on the air, doing my thing, making things happen. And I know, guys, that you guys are, worried. Maybe you guys are, you know, maybe your businesses or your jobs have closed up for a couple of weeks or a month, or, you know, schools closed for a few months or whatever it is. Okay. Whatever it is, believe me, you know, when you start to think about that stuff, a lot of people get nervous about it, but it's not like it's just you. Okay. It's everyone. Everyone, you know, everyone's being affected by this coronavirus. Everyone is. It's not just you. And, you know, I don't want you guys to clam up and say, you know, I'm going to stay at home. I'm not going out. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Hey, do what you need to do. You know, continue to live your lives, guys. Don't shut down because of this. Continue to live your lives and try to do things right. Try to protect yourself and your family from the virus. But you still have to get out there and get supplies, get food, get water, get all this stuff. You still have to do that. And, you know, whatever's going to happen, right? You can't stop it. You can't slow it down. Nothing. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's already in the books. God already wrote this part of, you know, the world, I guess you call it. And God's already written this part of your life, everything. Okay? You just have to walk that road. Your life road is already spread out all the way up until you leave here. Your life is already there. You know? You just have to walk that road. Okay? That's life. You know, if people, you know, get cancer or anything, that's life. That's that road that you have to walk. You know, if the doctor told you, you got 6 months to live. Hey, then live those 6 months. He may not know what he's talking about, and you live another 25 years. But just because he said you got 6 months to live, you can't just go and lay down and close it out and say, all right, I'm going 6 months, and then I'll be out of here. Nah, he got to continue to be the people or the person that you are. Continue, guys, to be the person that you are. And guess what? If you do the right thing or try to do the right thing and be that person that your parents groomed you to be, okay, be that person. Take care of yourselves, take care of your families, and hey, don't let this coronavirus mess you up. Okay? Protect yourselves. Protect your families, guys. Hey, that's all the time I have for today. I appreciate you guys listening in. Okay? I appreciate you guys listening in. And I'm going to try to be back tomorrow. But again, I'll send out all my show notes to everyone who's on my list and on my contacts. I'll send the show out to everyone. You'll know what time, what the topic, and everything if I'm here on tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow's not promised to you. Tomorrow's not promised to me. Tomorrow's not promised to no one. But I'm telling you, if I'm able to be here and do the show, I will be here doing the show. Hey, this is Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. Trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your mans down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Trap. Designer, clothes, go. Fashion, show, show. Trap, how? Made it, go. Control the bag now. Control. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Mask. We living fast now. Finest, finest. Rolls, we can go. We can go. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogies they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm betting I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop. Why?
watching me. Democracy, you wanna copy me. Life's monopoly, go copy some letters and property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda, diamonds off the roids.
Watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry. Whip in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code.